Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help acid reflux and GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, with lymphatic system detoxification. I remember having my first acid reflux attacks as a young child. I was probably just got done riding my bike, and I couldn't understand why I would get this horrible burning pain in my chest. Now I know I was overly acidic, as many of you may be overly acidic, just not aware of it. You see, you don't have to have any symptoms of acid for it to be damaging your body. For some people, it's a silent it will silently damage your tissues, your esophagus. For the past 24 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. My work is called Lymphpractic. It was developed simply because I understand science of how cellular waste is making inflammation in our body, making us toxic. I use the lymphatic system to reduce this, and your health improves over a matter of weeks. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published in 2006, and it really is true science. We're missing the lymphatic system, and when we miss the lymphatic system, especially how an acidic pH can stop it, then we're not seeing how we're filling with our own cellular waste, and this creates many of our diseases. And exactly what I wrote in 2006 is coming true in the last few years. Most disease, from multiple sclerosis, breast cancer, heart failure, ALS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, all these diseases have been linked to cellular waste. So we have to start seeing how most of our health problems are really due to our own cellular waste, limiting our health like log jams in a river. If you live out of state, I coach clients really everywhere around the world. We have Skype we can use, and it makes a difference because when you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and having a healthy and happier life. And who doesn't want to have a healthy and happy life? And so we have to include our lymphatic system because it really maintains our body and helps to remove cellular waste, which what we call inflammation, which can, again, make acidity in our body. So I'm sure most of you have experienced some acid reflux or heartburn in your life. It's unpleasant. It actually burns around your heart. And this was because, to me, acid reflux is building in and around your esophagus as it's trying to get to your major lymph drains in your neck, but they're probably blocked or not functioning as well, so acid waste is not able to get out as well. Sometimes acid reflux progresses to GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease, where the tissues of the esophagus become irritated and damaged. The most common symptom of GERD is frequent heartburn. Other signs and symptoms may include regurgitation of food or sour liquid, and that's the seal of the stomach not working well, and acid waste can come up, and difficulty swallowing. Some people, can choke on water. I've seen this because it's so tight in their chest. Coughing, wheezing, and chest pain. Especially while lying down at night. You've often heard when you have acid reflux to raise your bed. I don't know if that's necessary. That's just a temporary fix. To me, you want to get control of the acidity that's in your body. Now, this is advice from the internet. If you have occasional acid reflux, making a few lifestyle changes can help. Lose excess weight, eat smaller meals, and avoid foods that seem to trigger heartburn, such as fried or fatty foods, chocolate, and peppermint. Avoiding alcohol and nicotine may help too. Now, that's great advice, right? But I can tell you, if you take peppermint, especially peppermint oil, that may help to release some acid waste from your body. So, again, sometimes when we're doing something, it's not always a bad thing if we feel a bad reaction, like more acid later. So we have to see how the things they're recommending here are great. It'll keep an attack from coming on, but why not try and get rid of the acid? And that's what I'm here to show you. So basically, we can do a lot more to help acid reflux to help prevent GERD. It's not about being perfect in your diet and lifestyle, but learning to detox your lymphatic system to reduce acid waste in the body. Many of our illnesses are due to an acidic pH and an imbalance that is limiting the ability of your lymphatic system to clean acidic waste from your skin, muscles, bones, organs, brain, and Now, what is pH? We've talked about this many times, and I don't want to go over it too much here, but pH is the potential of hydrogen. When a solution has more hydrogen in it, it's more acidic, and that means it has less oxygen in it. So when we're in balance around 6.5 to 7, the body has a little bit more oxygen. When we go too alkaline, that's just as bad. So we really don't want to be too acid and too alkaline, and we should be checking our saliva and urine pH to see what our pH of our tissues may be. It's just an idea, but I am always shocked when I check people. Most people are severely acidic, and that means we have acid in our tissues, in our body, in our fluids. That is damaging our cells, right? Because we are a cellular being. So it's more than just acid, right? Because this acidic waste, if you understand my book, my book explains how acid waste is creating most of our health problems. It may be contributing to acne, aggression, stuttering, tight or sore muscles, fatigue, dizziness, allergies, multiple chemical sensitivities, eczema, hair loss, panic attacks, anxiety, depression, menstrual cramps, infertility, sore breasts, low sex drive, GERD, bloating, heartburn, diarrhea, TMJ dysfunction, headaches, migraines, inability to think clearly, sinus problems, dark rings under the eyes, pale complexion, and an irregular heartbeat. And this is just to name a few. But really, once you understand information, our body is like a pool or like a fish tank. We need to balance the pH for us to be healthy. When a fish tank is, you know, not in the right pH and the filter is not working, then the fish are swimming in their own urine and feces, and the oxygen is not getting into the tank. So these poor fish are dying from their environment. And that same thing is happening in our body when our body becomes more acidic. And over the past 40 years, there have been 30 or more books on how an acidic pH is a root cause of most disease. Now, the first book that changed my life that I read, An Undetected Acid, on acid alkaline balance, was Dr. Theodore A. Baruti. He's an MD, DC, and has a PhD. His book, Alkalize or Die, was published in 1991, and it really changed my life and my family's life. He writes, lymph fluid flows best in an alkaline medium. When the body is overly acidic, it slows, creating one of the most chronic, life-threatening situations. The plethora of diseases that occur because of hindered lymph flow and increased tissue acid storage are astounding. He also writes, therefore, in my opinion, acid waste literally attack the joints, tissues, muscles, organs, and glands, causing minor to major dysfunction. If they attack the joints, you might develop arthritis. If they attack the muscles, you could possibly end up with myofibrosis, aching muscles. If they attack the organs and glands, a myriad of illnesses could occur. When I read lymph fluid flows best in an alkaline medium, when the body is overly acidic, it slows, a light bulb went off in my head. I had been studying the lymphatic system for years. I immediately understood the severity of this undetected tissue acidosis. Now, you may be asking, what is tissue acidosis? When you're overly acidic, your lymphatic system constricts, and also probably your venous system. This limits its ability to reabsorb cellular waste, and you can fill with acid waste, fluid, proteins, cholesterol, hormones, and toxins, but mostly parts of cells. This can build in your tissues, limiting circulation in your health. And this can happen anywhere in your body. And when this waste builds up, it creates inflammation and acidity, and it's toxic. There's no doubting many people are overly acidic. We spend billions of dollars on antacids and proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec, and these are just Band-Aids. We treat acid in the body as a digestive issue rather than acid damaging the cells that make up everything in your body. And it's really the root cause of most disease. Before I talk about steps you can take to help acid reflux or GERD, and trust me, it's the same thing I talk about for every health problem, because we have one imbalance that's creating most of our health problems. So if we change our pH, we get our lymphatic system going, our life changes. So I just want to explain again, I help people in Scottsdale, Arizona. I change lives there with sessions of Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system, make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype, and check out our new on-demand virtual course It's also changing lives around the world. Lymphatic system detox, we all need to understand this. So lymphatic system, boost your lymphatic system. Let me get this started over, guys. My virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. The course is life-changing, and it's easy. Within 2 weeks, you get information dripped to you, and you could take 5 months, it doesn't matter, but you will change your life, and it's really easy. You'll know how to use diet, supplements, and know how to drain your own lymphatic system, and you'll feel waste being removed the instant you do this. It's really very powerful. Balancing pH is the key to helping acid reflux or gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. Balancing pH helps improve lymph flow, circulation, and detoxification of acid waste to help improve the health of the tissues, and that's what it's about. Remember, the tissues are really cells, and our cells need a good environment. So the lymphatic system is what maintains our environment in our body, our cellular environment, so we need to get it working. So we need to start doing everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance, and that's what you're going to learn from my course, from my book, from my website, even from YouTube at John Ossipinski. A more alkaline diet, daily exercise, and light exercise, maybe 15 minutes a day, is all you may need to keep your system moving. Deep breathing and good posture help tremendously. People don't realize that when we slouch, we're stopping our lymphatic system and our circulation. So sit up straighter, and if you can't get straight perfect, don't worry about it. Sitting up a little straighter will make a big difference. Look at, you know, your medications. And people don't realize that medications you take, and some people are on from, you know, 3 to 14, can be adding to your acidity by depleting magnesium and other nutrients in your body, minerals. So if you're taking many medications, you really have to balance pH much more to balance. It's just something we don't even think about. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline forming in the body? I could tell you for sure, and you hear this a lot from me, I was eating probably 90% acid foods, and it was killing me. So we want to start eating more fruits and vegetables. If you're a diabetic, limit the fruits to more low glycemic. We want to juice. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, juicing is bad for you. It's like having sugar. When you juice through a good juicer like a Brazil, you are getting some of that fiber. Put that through a filter. You'll see you're getting fiber. When you pour juice that's from a bottle, or apple juice, it's clear. There's no fiber in there. So when you get fiber, it's going to help you with the sugar. So don't be afraid to juice your fruits and vegetables. Just don't make it too sweet. So balancing, you know, pH is really key. We have to understand that we have to take steps to balance. We want to limit processed foods, grains, and red meat, alcohol, coffee, and sodas, which are acid-forming in the body. Start eating more fruits and vegetables, which is going to help balance pH. But we also need some products like magnesium. What a simple product. We should be taking anywhere from, you know, 400 to 600 or a little more if you're taking a lot of supplements. Potassium. Curcumin is a real great anti-inflammatory, and you hear a lot about that. It's the active ingredient in turmeric. And omega-3s. I like cod liver oil. It's really, you know, inexpensive. So there are many things you can do, Epsom salt baths, systemic enzymes, but we need to really just take steps to balance. Most importantly is lymphatic drainage sessions or learning to drain your own lymphatic system. And that's something you can do on our course because it really is something that everybody needs to do. We all can't find a lymphatic therapist or afford one, but you can afford my course and you'll be able to learn how to drain your lymphatic system and maintain it and have the course for the rest of your life. Check out my acid alkaline food chart on my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. The goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification. It's really simple, guys, but it has a lot to do with what we eat and what we put in our body and how we take care of our lymphatic system. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help amyloidosis. I write a lot about this, the aggregation of proteins with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life because, you know, you are the one who is making choices in your life, and you have to make choices to improve your lymphatic system. So balance your pH. You know, grab something healthy. When you go to look for something, it's all about mental, you know, how you're thinking. You want to think about more about health, not just pleasing, you know, your stomach. So I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Please tell someone about our website, healthylymphsystem.com. Have a balanced and joyful life.